In the early days, you had a pair of overalls and a beret. The no Coast Guard, no auxiliary Coast Guard had anything more than that, I don't think, did they? Like I said, there was two pairs of wellies, two sou'westers, so you had to bring your own foul weather gear. You got given a pair of overalls, and that was it. As time moved on, they then started to produce, I'd say, better overalls, but they weren't really. They still didn't fit very well. They sort of like one size fit all, and it was massive. And then they started bringing in some t-shirts, like polo shirts that you would wear. And then when the, as I said before about the station officer and the deputy station officer, when that came along, they then decided that Coast Guards should have white shirts, black trousers, Coast Guard tie, and Coast Guard epaulettes, so that we looked a little bit more professional when we were out on our patrols or out doing Cows Week stuff, rather than turning up with a pair of overalls on. It didn't sit well with a lot of people, because as Dad said, you've got longshoremen, builders, fishermen, they don't do uniform wearing. But they pushed on with it. So that would have been, again, early 90s, early to mid 90s, the whole uniform thing crept in. The now up to date, they're not even allowed out without a proper uniform. I don't know what it consists of now, because obviously I'm not part of it, but they're not allowed on the calls or anything unless they've got their proper Coast Guard uniform on.
And helmets you've got there, haven't you?
Yeah, that was another thing that came along, was obviously the wearing of head protection, which should have been done many, many years ago. So everybody has their own head protection now, has done for quite a long time.